Hello, I'm Dr. Ranit Mishori. I'm Professor of Family Medicine at the Georgetown University School of Medicine. Today I'm going to talk about antibiotic resistance. It's partly because the President has proclaimed the week of November 16th through the 22nd as Get Smart About Antibiotics Week. At the same time, the World Health Organization announced the first World Antibiotic Awareness Week at the same time. So antibiotic resistance is obviously a huge issue worldwide, leading to illnesses, deaths, huge costs, poor health outcomes, and some more toxic treatments. According to the CDC in the U.S., at least 2 million illnesses can be attributable to antimicrobial resistance, as well as about 23,000 deaths. There are regional variations, of course, both globally and domestically. The CDC is dividing this issue into three threat levels: urgent, serious, and concerning. The urgent threats are C. diff, CRE or carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, and Neisseria gonorrhea. Serious threats include drug-resistant Campylobacter, fluconazole-resistant Candida, multidrug-resistant Pseudomonas, drug-resistant Shigella and Salmonella, and of course MRSA, including the community-acquired type. The concerning level includes vancomycin-resistant Staph aureus, erythromycin-resistant group A strep, and clindamycin-resistant group B strep. There are, of course, multiple causes for antibiotic resistance. The organisms themselves have developed amazing evolutionary mechanisms. There is the giant issue of the use of antibiotics in food-producing animals. There are prescriber issues, inappropriate use, unnecessary use, patient demands, and then person-to-person transmission. Some studies, in fact, show that in the outpatient setting, over half of antibiotics prescribing is unnecessary. The most inappropriate use is for acute respiratory infections such as pharyngitis, sinusitis, and bronchitis, as well as for otitis media, primarily in the pediatric population, and UTIs. What we're seeing increasingly in the outpatient setting are resistant gonorrhea infections, resistant UTIs, Candida, strep pneumo, and others. So what can we do? One easy thing to do is to prevent infection to begin with by promoting vaccines, promoting the transmission of resistant infections through hand washing campaigns. We can also try to help with tracking resistant infections. Most data for those infections is collected in hospitals. But we can work with administrators to collect similar data in outpatient settings, in nursing homes, in emergency rooms, in ambulatory practices where we usually work. I think the area where we can contribute the most is in improving antibiotics prescribing. We need to figure out how to stop inappropriate and unnecessary prescribing in all settings, inpatient, outpatient, nursing facilities. So next time you are faced with potentially prescribing an antibiotic, ask yourself, does the patient really need this? Am I prescribing the right antibiotic for this? Am I giving the narrowest spectrum possible? Am I giving it for the shortest possible duration? Am I giving the correct dosing? For those of us in academia, we need to think about teaching medical students and residents not only about the causes and mechanisms of antimicrobial resistance, but about communicating with our patients. I think that's more important than knowing the pathophysiology. We need to educate our patients about when antibiotic use is called for. And we can do that sometimes by having handouts or fact sheets in the practice. There's actually a fair amount of evidence that shows that this type of intervention, having posters in waiting rooms, is actually quite beneficial and does change behavior and patient understanding. Finally, we can think about antibiotic stewardship. Can you talk to your leadership? Or can you become a leader in your institution and help usher processes to address this issue within your institution? As clinicians, we can each contribute very meaningfully to resolving this issue. Thank you.